Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I think I'm, like, doing a pretty good job with the jet lag.
Yeah, you seem quite on it right now.
Well, I think, like, having work at 6:30 this morning was helpful.
Yeah.
Because, like...
That's actually not that far off of
I would have
time.
Woken up anyway.
Right.
At that time, because it would have been, like, 11 o'clock time. Mm-hmm. And so, rather than, like, waking up and, like, being wonky, I just, like, was up and at work. And then I had an espresso.
Nice.
I had the new blonde espresso from Starbucks. Mm-hmm. Smooth, but packs a punch, just like me.
That's what I've always said about you.
That I'm smooth, but I pack a punch.
Yep.
Yeah, put it on my gravestone. Here lies Brooke.
She was smooth, but she packed a punch.
And now, and I was like, oh, I want it. Oh, also the Hebrew word for nap is schnatz.
Ooh, that's really good.
That's a good one.
Will you, for our listeners, Brooke just told me a lot of the Israeli slang she learned. Will you share some of your favorites, please?
I'm going to say schnatz, which means nap. So the word mushlam means perfect. And so one of the Israelis was told me that I was mushlam because I'm a small, petite, cute package of fun.
Because you're smooth, but you pack a punch.
Exactly. And like moosh for short. And then I was like, ooh, I'm moosh, you're moosh. The whole kingdom is moosh. And then our armed guard was like, Brooke, please don't say that. And I was like, why? Moosh, moosh, moosh. And he was like, no, like bimbos say that. Like, you don't want to be the girl that says moosh. So like, it's like like basic bitches are like,
that's really funny.
So I got hashtag, I was like, oh, hashtag moosh life, get it trending. And it just like pissed him off so much, but like I said it the whole trip, it like became a thing.
Good. Well done.
So my favorite thing to say in Hebrew is Chai Beseret, which is you live in a movie, like you're in a fucking fantasy. They say it to each other all the time. And Yitzhak hummus, which means your bread is made of hummus.
Your pronunciation is beautiful.
I am good at Hebrew.
You are. I can tell. Yeah. You're quite good at it.
Yeah. I love Israel. You guys, I was in Israel.
And?
Italy.
Yep.
And then I...
The classic eyes.
Those big eyes. Got the big eyes.
Yep.
Oh, and Sababa, which is like cool. So you're like, fun. Are we agreed? Okay, Sababa.
Oh, I love that. Sababa. What a good word.
Get it trending.
You're real big into getting things trending. I love it.
I'm a millennial.
That's right. Make it trend.
Get it trending.
Can you give us some like quick highlights from your trip?
Sure.
Pasta in Italy. I know that one.
I ate a lot of pasta. Hashtag pasta body. Get it trending. I got...
I'm keeping a list. I have a lot of things I have to get trending after this.
I got quick mitzvah at the Western Wall. Our guide called me a spaz.
Nice.
I...
You know, in Ireland, that's a slur.
Spaz?
Mm-hmm. Actually, I think in a lot of the UK, it's on par of like... It'd be the equivalent of us calling someone the R word or like... You just really, you don't do it.
I floated in the Dead Sea. Oh.
Of course. Oh. Yes.
My life can now be divided into two sections.
Before what and after what?
Before I rode a camel.
Uh-huh.
And after I rode a camel.
Before you lived your Sex and the City dreams on the back of a camel.
I lived my Sex and the City dreams a lot throughout this trip.
Really?
There were just like a couple times where I was like, This is happening.
Yeah.
This is real. This is me.
I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be now.
I would say that.
Gonna let the light.
Keep going. Yeah.
Shine on me. I could keep going.
Of course. Being able to stand next to a statue in Florence and go, that's a completely naked statue, and just seeing the light in the piazza all around a piazza.
You got like, to live your empty dreams.
I lived my empty dreams all
your
over.
Your Jewish dreams, your everything dream.
I think I gave Israel enough musical theater references to like satiate it for like a couple months at least.
Who knew that's what they were missing over there?
That will solve all
that's
the conflicts.
That's it. You fixed it.
Just a little lighthearted show tunery.
I mean, if I haven't always said musical theater can fix everything. I believe in the power of theater. Oh. I'm going to stick that out there real hard. But I also love to make fun of it, me, anyone who's involved with it.
I like to think I'm self-aware and how weird I am.
You're not that weird. Maybe it's just because you're like most of the people who I know.
No.
As the person who doesn't know anything about musical theater and went to theater school, I always felt like I had no fucking idea what was going on.
Yeah, but like my ability to make friends with normal people was really, I was impressive. Oh, I drove Lily mad all throughout Italy because I just kept going. You know how in Master of None, Aziz yeah. is like allora.
Yeah,
so I did that, but I would also go aloha mora.
Of course you did. That's just like you condensed into a
that's literally me like yeah. put into a bubble. So oh my god, did you clock on Queer Eye,
which one or both of the JB Jude Willem shirts?
I didn't even need to.
No, I know.
I love that you
for.
Like followed the jump in my brain yeah. to A Little Life as well.
I got you.
Celie literally bought that shirt last night online.
I mean, of course. The question is which color, because Anthony has at least two.
He bought the white one with the V-neck that he wears in the last episode. Good. And I want one too, but I just like don't know if I can bring myself.
I mean, why not?
I don't have any money left.
That's fair. But you will again once you get paid, you know, and then you treat yourself to a shirt.
I got bills. I gotta pay.
So I'm gonna work
every day. Hi, Bridget.
Hi, Brooke. Hi, everybody.
Welcome to Splat. Welcome back to Splat, the podcast where me, Brooke,
and me, Bridget,
talk about Sex and the City
10 years younger
and 20 years later.
Yay.
You know, I had to sit and be like, like today, did. I like thought about it.
I'm glad you did.
I've thought
prepared
about
yourself.
Bridget, we've been talking a lot about me.
Well, you've had a major life event happen since we've recorded last.
That's true. I'm a different person.
You've been reborn.
You went to Chicago.
I did, which was great. And then I came back and went to work. I got the flu immediately after you left.
Yeah.
Spent most of that week trying to not have the flu. Went to Chicago. Came back, went to work last weekend. I got my nose pierced, which is like the most exciting thing I've done in months.
That's huge.
It's actually great because it kind of has, when I made a poll about this on Twitter originally, where I was like, should I dye my hair darker? Should I get my nose pierced? Or do neither of those things fix my anxiety? And it's a dumb idea. And my friend Lauren replied and was like, actually, my nose ring totally fixed my anxiety. It was the perfect thing to obsess over. And I have felt similarly because... like the piercing is done, but it's a fucking long ass healing process. It won't be fully healed for 5 months. So
you can't go in the ocean.
I can't, or in any body of water, or I can't have anyone touch my nose. I can't touch it. I have to consider it someone else's hand. If my hand is dirty,
you can't have anyone touch your nose.
Well, my nose, like, can't touch the ring.
Do you have people try to touch your nose often?
No, but it was pretty emphasized that couldn't happen. So now I'm worried people are going to try and touch my nose. Ooh. I think the point is you have a nose ring. And so someone's going to be like, it looks so good. Like touch it. The instinct is to touch the shiny thing.
Like people are going to try to boop you a lot.
I'll accept the boops as long as they don't boop the nose ring.
Boop.
Nose stud. Stud.
Oh, wait. Oh, my God. I want to do this on air. I need you to have a piece of this chocolate, and I not only need to film you, because it's just amazing.
I'm very excited.
So this is Israeli chocolate,
mm-hmm.
and it has Pop Rocks in it.
Oh, my God. Yum.
And it tastes like carbonated chocolate.
I can hear it popping in the mic. That's so funny.
Wait.
Okay.
It's like a slow burn. You're like, oh, this is normal chocolate, and all of a sudden...
Pop Rocks.
Okay. Go.
Okay. Still tastes like chocolate. And now it tastes like chocolate is sort of exploding. Wow. I love Pop Rocks.
They're so fun, right?
Yeah. It's such a weird feeling. Ooh, that's tasty. Mm. chocolate that wasn't made in the States is so much better.
It's so much better.
Also, I'm so sorry for everyone who's listening to the small explosion. I'm just talking and it's like, this is the worst possible thing we could have done on a podcast. And I almost just said I forgive you for it, but I mean, I apologize for it.
It goes on for a long time and they like get stuck in your teeth and you're like, there's a pop rock in my teeth.
Uh-huh. And now I'm just snap, crackle, popping all over the place.
But here's the thing, you guys, honestly, if I were listening to this podcast right now and I heard the pop rocks, I probably would stop listening. So bear with us, because it's my favorite new game is to watch people
experience this chocolate.
Because people are like, it's just chocolate. And they're like,
I think if you hadn't told me there were pop rocks, I would have swallowed it too fast to realize. So I'm glad you did. But
it doesn't matter if you swallowed it too fast because it'll just be deeper in your throat.
Oh, yum. Like, it's throat explosion.
It just tastes like carbonated chocolate.
It does. It does.
Okay, so
that's it. That's us. Here we are, and we're checking back in. So as a reminder, the last episode we watched was Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Carrie and Aiden broke up because
at the wedding,
she told him before Charlotte's wedding. Charlotte realized Trey couldn't get it up, but married him anyway.
And
that's
Carrie
kind of,
also ended things with Big.
Right. She officially ended the affair because Natasha caught her and fell down the stairs and had a scary incident.
Yeah.
And she had to end things. That might have been the episode before, but either way, we're caught up. So this one.
This is called
Escape from New York.
Which I just did.
You did. You escaped. And they are escaping New York for the smoke-free
wait
land of LA.
Wait a minute.
Okay, I'm ready.
Whoa, okay, Nelly, okay. If you will. Uh-huh. There is one thing that we need to talk about that happened while I was away that I can't believe happened while I was away, and we didn't get to talk about it sooner.
Oh, yeah, of course, the explosion between Kim and... Also, the really sad episode with Kim Cattrall's brother.
Yeah, the episode, the life event.
Oh, yeah, that's what I meant. Like the extended episode of him going missing and then finding out he was no longer alive.
I didn't know any of that happened.
That's where this started.
I know. And then I know because she like reached out to the fan. So unfortunately, this happened to Kim Cattrall's brother. And she like reached out and was like, thank you to everyone. Right. You could probably speak to it better.
Well, only because I was like online as it was happening and you were traveling. But
I was like on a bus and I like stopped. I was sitting there.
Because it was a multi-day process where she was also like they were enlisting people to look for him. I mean, it was a multi-day, at least a day or two where no one knew where he was.
Yeah.
So it wasn't clear it was an issue yet. And then she tweeted and confirmed that he was no longer alive, which is very, very sad. And I can't even imagine how difficult. But that revealed this, like, crazy rift.
So, like, she thanked the Sex and the City fans for, like, their outpouring of support. And then what I gather happened is that Sarah Jessica Parker, like, tweeted or Instagrammed something about it. And Kim Cattrall, like...
She posted an Instagram that was like, Dear Sarah Jessica Parker, like... I don't need your condolences now, just like I've never needed them. Like, you aren't a good friend.
You are fake.
And you're trying to turn my personal tragedy into.
It was just like.
I've heard a lot of this both ways. Like that. Did you see the guy who was on the show? What's his name? The guy who was on the show at some point who I don't know yet because I don't know his character yet. Responded by basically being like, look, I am not going to get, someone asked him about it. And he was like, I'm not going to get involved. But what I am going to say was that in all the time I worked with Sarah Jessica Parker, she was a consummate professional. She was remarkably lovely. But I think I've also heard that particularly between her and Kim, there were difficulties always.
Yeah.
It kind of jives with what we've thought so far and about how the movie's not happening and stuff. But shit went down.
I was like in, a lot of shit went down while I was in Israel.
Yeah. A lot of dark shit, too.
A lot of dark shit. A lot of, like, shit close to me.
Yeah.
A lot of shit, like, I'll tell you about some other shit. But, like, there was shit.
Yeah.
You know where there wasn't shit?
Israel.
In Israel, because I was super, super constipated.
Oh, travel always does that to me. It's the hardest thing about traveling, honestly, for me.
I don't know what it was, but I've never been in more physical pain. Like, I was, like, my stomach was, like, a rock solid monster place. Ugh. But, you know... Everybody poops, and eventually I did too.
And then you got pasta, and you got to.
And then I ate.
Flush that right through your damn system.
So much pasta. I am made of pasta. Okay.
Oh, before we left for Israel, the last thing I'll say before you left for Israel, when we were recording our last thing, I was going to say that in basically 2 weeks I had finished watching Golden Girls. And it's not really relevant anymore just because all of my excitement about that was so far away. And I've watched literally like seven TV shows in the 2 weeks you've been gone. But
three weeks. Give yourself some credit.
The 3 weeks you've been gone. But I took a bunch of videos because if you have watched Golden Girls, you'll probably remember some of these. And if you haven't watched it, I highly recommend it anyway because it was just full of joy. But there's a stripper named Mr. Big. They say the word splat. There's an episode where one of the main character's son dates a black woman and the black family doesn't want their daughter with a young white man, basically, which kind of mirrors the Samantha episode. And there were at least, I've forgotten now, but there were at least two other episodes where the plot straight up just like lined up. But it's amazing. I love it. It's definitely a product of its time, you know, and there's a lot of, if nothing else, casual racism. That's kind of how it exists in this show still, you know?
Yeah.
But 90% of the show is just so fucking good. Anyway. That's all. That's my Golden Girls update.
Okay. For real this time.
Mm-hmm. Here we go. For real dough.
Okay. I will say that watching this episode, I felt like I was on drugs. I was like, a lot of this time, I was like, is this really happening? I can't believe this is happening.
Meaning the plot point?
Just like the scene. There's like one scene in particular where I was literally like, am I on drugs? What's happening in this scene? How many takes do we think this? I had just so many questions and we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. This is just like a wacky episode. It sort of almost feels like a isolated, like a, what are those called?
A one-off. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I wondered about it and I wondered about Charlotte not going with them because I have a feeling she was filming something or she was, or Sarah Jessica Parker was filming something or I don't know. It seems so strange the way it's set up.
Well, it doesn't it feel like Sarah Jessica Parker, like there's that, like some of her scenes like are filmed in a different like way.
Well, yeah, I imagine it wasn't all actually filmed in L.A. No, in fact, probably none of it was.
None of it was.
The parts that are outside don't even really look like L.A.
So thunder is rumbling.
New York City. Dark, dreary, gray, miserable. Or was that just me? Carrie wonders if she blows smoke at the window and back into her face.
Yeah. My married ex-boyfriend and going through a painful breakup with my current one, which I posit, if you have a current boyfriend and you're breaking up with him, isn't he not your current boyfriend?
Yeah, it's weird wording, but I think it's just trying to distinguish between Big and Aiden.
I think they just kept Charlotte in New York because Charlotte needed to have this plot point.
Yeah, I guess. That makes sense. So they're all going to L.A. because someone wants to option Carrie's
column. Like into a TV show called Sex and the City, maybe? I don't know.
Weird.
Samantha looks fucking amazing. She's wearing this like satin red shirt tucked into high black pants.
I like her hair a little longer too. It's an interesting look.
And Tony, Emmy, and Grammy Award winner Cynthia Nixon is obviously trying to grout her hair. So unfortunately, Miranda's hair is a hot old mess.
It's like a very jagged bob that looks like she needs a bunch of tiny butterfly clips and pastel colors to keep it back.
And Charlotte is showing
them
photos.
Printed photos, not on an iPhone because this is like 2003, but from her honeymoon.
Still 2001.
From her honeymoon.
From her honeymoon. They're playing a lot of golf. And so Samantha and Miranda leave and Charlotte and Carrie are left. And they're like, how are you? And they're like, I'm good. I'm good. And Carrie's like, Aiden broke up with me because of Big. And Charlotte's like, I didn't have sex with Aiden. Nope.
I didn't have sex with Troy the whole time. Trey. The whole time we were on our honeymoon. And they're both like, I'm sorry. Carrie's like, you win.
I love this friendship.
Me too. I think they're at a really sweet point and I like this opportunity to have just the two of them.
There's that famous thing where Carrie's like, should we order more coffee or just get two guns and kill ourselves? Which mm-hmm. like would not be so cute in today's world.
No.
She also like weirdly fondles Charlotte's ring.
Yeah, it's a funny little shot.
And they're talking about impotence, and Charlotte's like, my husband couldn't possibly be impotent.
What she says is he's too pretty to be impotent, which is just like, Charlotte, you don't understand how pretty much anything works, do you? Except maybe the art world.
She understands how beautiful hair works.
True.
And she knows. I bet you she could set a table like no one else.
I bet you're right. She probably knows a lot about tennis. she ends up changing the subject, but first she talks about, you know, she's like, could be a million things. Like, he could have been nervous about the honeymoon. I don't want it to be. I'm not giving up.
She was like, he must have been nervous about the golf. He had a really bad game.
My game got better and his wasn't. And Carrie's like, I can't go to LA without another pair of shoes. Like, come to Barney's with me and I'll buy them. And Charlotte opts actually to stay and get another cup of coffee by herself, which I kind of love too, because we don't really see.
Sarah Jessica Parker's body is just unbelievable.
We haven't really had a lot of chance to see Charlotte just being a Charlotte person. And I like the assertion of like her. She doesn't strike me as someone who would sit in a cafe by herself and have another cup of coffee. And yeah. I just liked that for some reason.
And Carrie's like saying goodbye to New York and as if it's like. Like, she's never coming back. And it's like, babe, you're leaving for a weekend.
Well, even 20 years ago, the air quality in LA was terrible. So that's nice. They show up at the hotel and they only have two reservations.
Instead of three. You guys, the men in this episode are so hot.
Those LA men.
So the production company only gives them two rooms instead of three. This guy is so hot. And
more importantly,
Samantha's eye fucking this model in a fish tank.
Who's literally just in this hotel, like being a model in a fish tank. But more importantly, the hotel didn't book them on a smoking hall.
And Carrie's like, that's my nightmare. There's nothing that could be worked. This is the bad place.
Exactly. Because it is her bad place not to smoke. So the guy's like, Miranda, who's the one who doesn't have a room, he's like, I suggest you stay with a friend. And Miranda's like, that friend. And she picks Carrie because the assumption is that Samantha's just going to be fucking everyone.
They enter and Samantha is dressed like she's in a community theater production of Mamma Mia. Mm-hmm. Samantha, Carrie is wearing two different color shoes and Miranda looks like she's a widow.
I also don't understand, did they fly in that? Because
no, they didn't. We saw them in their other episode.
Okay,
their good. Other outfits.
Good. Man.
The three-hour time difference also made us 3 hours late for cocktail hour.
Which seems like
can't you picture
it doesn't
Samantha
make sense because they're 3 hours earlier.
Singing Super Troopers. Shoo-pa-pa,
shoo-pa-pa. Yeah, definitely.
So she's talking to the model in the window.
I think it's a different guy because he's bald. But he is a model.
You're
and
right.
It turns out
he's a dildo model.
The second best-selling model in America and the first best-selling model in Canada, baby.
And he's like, I'm bigger in Canada. And she's like, oh, gotta love that metric system.
Yeah, lots of good Samantha voice flirting happening. He's like, I know you think I'm yanking your chain, but I'm not. And actually, we're having a big party for a release of some new toys, and I want you to come. Of course.
Toys and accessories.
Mm-hmm. And he says, and I want you to come. And she says, oh, honey, I always do.
And her hoops are so big. Did you see that meme that was like, the bigger the hoop, the bigger the slut?
No, but that makes sense. That's funny.
Samantha said bye to Mr. Dildo. Miranda said hello to Mr. Dick, who is also super hot.
I thought he was he looks like a couple famous actors like mashed into one face. He's not.
Did you IMDb him?
Well, no, but he like he looks like a Ben Affleck knockoff, but actually hotter.
He looks like someone.
Because Amazon does that thing where they put the actor on the screen,
uh-huh.
And it wasn't someone whose name I knew at all.
All right, I'm gonna look.
He's probably been in something, but his name is like Dick D-I-Q-U, and they're having really funny banter back and forth.
And as he's like,
I love talking to a great, smart,
and literally
woman.
As he says this, like a hot girl walks by
and makes eye contact with him, and he's like, what was I saying to Miranda? And she's and then, like, how nice it is to talk to a smart, funny woman.
And then he's like, fucking pieces.
Can you excuse me for a second? And goes to chase the other girl. Which and then we got our two Sarah, like three named Sarahs. Sarah Jessica Parker, and then guest starring Buffy herself here to kill some vampires. Sarah Michelle Gellar is playing this like young executive who's trying to get Carrie's book optioned. Super over the top.
Oh my God, he's on Pretty Little Liars.
Oh, that makes sense.
He's the pastor, Ted Wilson, and he was in a movie called Cat City.
That makes sense because he's like hot dad now. So I think I remember him from...
Did you ever watch the Amanda Bynes series, What I Like About You?
The series?
Uh-huh.
No.
With her and Jenny Garth?
No.
He was in that. And
so this guy's been in some shit, Mr. Dick.
He's been in a bunch of stuff. Really quickly, another thing that I loved about Israel is that their version of rats are cats. So they're just street cats all over Israel. And every single time I was like, a street cat. And our tour guide was like, Brooke, they're fucking vermin. And I was like, I love them. I was like, these are the – Israel is super jellicle.
Jellicle. That's why you loved it so much.
That's why. The
jellicle only Brooke in your jellicle Israel.
Jellicle Israel.
That's right.
That's the theme of my bat mitzvah.
Yep.
A street cat at every table.
That sounds fucking amazing, to be honest.
Oh, my God. Don't let me have a cat-themed bat mitzvah.
I mean, have I ever heard three words, four words that I like more than cat-themed bat mitzvah? Sarah Michelle Gellar is being like, she's only slightly younger, but she's like, you're me. Well, you're me when I'll turn 30. She's like, listen, you had your heart broken. I've had my heart broken.
Which means other people have probably had their heart broken.
She literally says like, and if I'm this cute, then other women definitely have. So that means big box office numbers. And then she tells Carrie that she has Matthew McConaughey interested.
This is really like a, they're like really like painting LA and just like the fucking worst. Like.
Yeah. But this is, I think, how everyone thinks of LA. Hot, scantily clad women, men who are interested in those women.
And bad and film executives.
Yeah, exactly.
And there she's drinking a...
And pools and palm trees. I mean, that's really it.
Pool and palm trees.
Hey, baby.
Hey. Matthew McConaughey.
And Carrie's just like so overwhelmed by this whole conversation.
She says, hottie, hot, hot.
Yep. Which Carrie uses as a beautiful transition to coldy, Charlotte cold, and her coldy, cold, cold marriage. Marriage bed, at least.
So she's still not having sex and she's so stressed about it.
She's like, Trey is like, has Excel spreadsheeted their, all the wedding gifts that they've gotten so that Charlotte can send thank yous. And she like goes over and tries to seduce him. She still really thinks that it's her failing somehow, or that like if she's hotter and sexier, she can fix it.
I mean, spreadsheets are super sexy.
And not for Trey though, man.
Oh, for me they are.
Yeah, but nothing sexy for Trey.
Like, organize my fucking Gmail inbox and then like, let's fuck all over it.
That's right. Just like write all over. Just like print it out, legal paper, tape it together. Just let's fucking fuck.
Like, let's like make a calendar and then like.
She like gets on his lap and is really trying, and then she accidentally deletes something and he basically tries to get her off his lap so he can fix it. I mean, he's like playing dumb, not interested. Like, he knows what she's trying for.
You guys, Trey sucks.
And then she's eventually like, Trey, we have a problem. And he's like, I know, we have two serving dishes. She's like, no, you dick, I married you and we don't have any sex.
I have a question.
Ask me.
Would this be an issue for you?
Yes. But I also would have fucked him before we got married.
That's what I was going to say.
I think that
she wishing she had remembered to register for a sex life.
There are like people who have low libidos. There are people who are, you know, asexual, like that's not a deal breaker for everyone. But I think if you are an adult who wants to be having sex with your partner, that's a huge deal breaker. I mean, that's part of a healthy relationship.
I agree.
She knew that. She just wanted to be married.
Well, sometimes what you want is not what you need, and what you think you want is not the thing you really want, and then you get what you think you want and it's not what you want, and then you're in a pickle.
That's right. And then you have to be in a jar on a shelf somewhere instead of outliving your life.
I hope we never get put in jars.
Me too.
I hope we're always wild pickles.
That's right. That's right. Living our wild pickle ways on the streets of New York.
Yeah, I want to be.
Can't hold this dill down.
Now I'm a briny bitch.
That's right.
Briny
Brooke.
There are two things in New York that, in LA, that you simply must do. One, rent a car. Two, learn to drive it. And somehow they get stuck with a shift.
Yeah, like with a stick shift, which Carrie wanted because it matched her outfit, which she's only wearing for that day. And she doesn't know how to drive it. And they're on hills. Listen, Ireland is mostly stick shift. And I got an automatic car, thank God, because watching my American friends try and learn how to drive stick shift made me want to die. I think it's a great skill to have, and I'm glad a lot of people do, but I would never fucking rent a stick shift for myself. They literally, like, roll down a hill backwards.
My favorite.
Because Carrie can't figure it
out. My favorite thing about this scene is that they're trying to get up the hill, and then Samantha's like, you know what? I'm going to just walk. I have to go have a date with this dildo. And she just leaves them in the car.
I'm also like, how do you know where you're going? I would have pulled my phone out and, like, gotten maps, you know, but you're just taking off in a city you don't know.
I mean... Okay, so when
it's not like there's great public transportation in LA. Like, where the fuck is she going?
So they finally made it, and they did a pan of the WB studios. So, like, RIP the name WB. And also, like, you know what it made me think of? The Animaniacs. Did you ever?
Nope, never.
Well, shout out to all my Animaniac fans out there.
CW, though, was one of the three channels I got growing up. So I remember some good CW content.
No, no, no.
Sorry, WB, WB.
Did you ever watch Kids WB?
No, definitely not.
I was a big fan of the Kids WB after school. They had some good shit. So she goes to the studio because she's meeting with Matthew McConaughey.
This is really about to happen.
So she's actually about to have a scene with Matthew McConaughey. And this is where I have a lot of questions. Here are my questions.
Uh-huh.
first of all, Matthew McConaughey's like, I want to be in this movie. I want to be Mr. Big.
Carrie's, we're starting now.
Carrie's a fucking idiot.
He's like, Carrie's a bitch. Mr. Big's the best guy I've ever seen.
He is like...
Which also, if she's as good as at writing as she seems like she is, how on earth did he get the impression Mr. Big is like a flawless, beautiful person?
Because he's Matthew McConaughey. Here are my questions. So he's like lunging at her like a small tiger. Here is my stream of consciousness during this scene. Mm-hmm. Am I on drugs? I feel like I'm on an acid trip. Do we think that this scene was improv? Do we think that he wrote it? I have so many questions. Look how uncomfortable Sarah Jessica Parker looks. Why is the lighting in this scene different than any other scene mm-hmm. we've ever had in this show? Why is Matthew McConaughey so blonde? Mm-hmm.
Why won't he stop chewing on a toothpick?
Did somebody write this? Or is this like improv? Is Sarah Jessica Parker the best actor? How many takes do you think that it took? Because I would not be able to honestly hold my one shit together.
I think it took one take. He fucking busted this out. He improvised half of it. It was half written. They decided to keep it. It's also funny now because the premise of the scene is a non-famous person and a very famous person, when we know we're watching two very famous people, which makes me laugh.
Were they ever in a movie together?
What movie was he working on at the time that his hair had to be that color?
Only Wonder.
Yeah, let's find it. I bet we can. And she tries to push back about...
Do you have any thoughts on this, your scene?
Well, it's funny because he starts playing with her where he's like, I'm acting, I'm big, but and you be Carrie. And she's like, I am Carrie.
Well, she wants to fuck
her. So she keeps... Yeah, he literally wants to fuck her.
So this episode came out on September 10th, 2000.
Okay.
And Matthew McConaughey...
Let's see.
...was in...
This is very predatory and weird, actually, too. This would not fly today, I don't think, this scene.
The Wedding Planner.
Oh, sure.
Came out in 2001, and he is blonde in it, I guess.
That makes sense. Beautiful. Well, we solved at least one of your questions. Now there are only 45 left.
I'm just curious. One other thing. Yes, he was. Failure to Launch in 2006 is a romantic comedy starring the two people in the scene.
Of course. So they later worked together. That's beautiful.
She looks stunningly beautiful.
She does. And also so deeply uncomfortable, this whole thing. I mean, he's really trying to coerce her into having sex with him upon meeting, basically, because he's playing Mr. Big and she's playing Carrie.
And she's like, but I am Carrie.
And then she's like, I need to have do you mind if I smoke? And he's like, oh, I actually don't think that our Carrie character should smoke. She's just like so taken aback, and understandably.
She was like, after I left, I took a wrong turn. So she winds up wandering around.
Like old sets,
and it like ends up on a New York set.
Which is much cleaner and nicer than New York.
Yeah, honestly.
But she was like, I'd come to LA for vacation, hoping to get away from all these things and myself. But sitting on the fake set, all my old issues felt more real than ever.
I couldn't help but wonder.
Here it is.
No matter how far you travel or how much you run from it, can you ever really escape your past? I would like to pause.
Uh-huh.
As someone who has recently gone very far,
uh-huh.
I venture to say, no.
Yeah.
Your past is part of you. Mm-hmm. However, I think you can release it. But I don't think mm-hmm. that it matters how near or far you are away from it. I think time heals everything.
Hey, baby.
Can't help myself.
That's right.
But
I feel pretty much similarly. I don't think it has to rule you. But I think, you know, the past becomes part of who you are in your lived experience. And
yeah, if we've learned anything from The Lion King.
That's right. And I have learned a lot from The Lion King.
I learned pretty much all of my major life lessons from The Lion King.
That's true, as one should. Who needs school? Send the kids to Lion King class.
Lion King class? Lion King school, you have a Hakuna Matata lecture mm-hmm. on Tuesdays at 4. You learn how to make puppets. You learn how to eat bugs. You learn how to
strike out on your own and make friends with people who are outside of your species. All those things, you know?
Yeah. You learn how to read the stars, and you probably do ayahuasca and see your father in the clouds.
I was just going to say, you learn how to avenge your father and take power back from your uncle.
And change the weather from rain to sun by just stepping on a rock.
Also, you read Hamlet. That's pretty key.
So this has been Lion King School with Brooke and welcome. Bridget.
All of you are now educated, and you have matriculated and graduated. Proud of you.
Hakuna Matata.
Carrie gets caught smoking on the set. And the, she and literally the guy comes can't by and is
catch
like,
a smoke break.
Hey, the guy is like, put that out. She's like, but I'm outside and it's New York. And he drives away, but she puts it out.
And in New York, the release of a new book is cause for celebration. And here in LA, a new line of sex toys. will do the trick.
They roll a cake by that has an enormous, really beautifully sculpted cock on it.
What the fuck is Miranda wearing?
And the only thing it says on it is enjoy, which I just love. Whoever ordered that cake. Okay. Yeah, Miranda's wearing a weird.
It's fucking so dowdy. Samantha goes, we can't
leave
yet. They're
at the dildo party. And Samantha's, I mean, and Miranda's in like a house dress.
Samantha goes, we can't leave yet. They haven't even cut the cock.
Yeah,
because it's
good.
A cock-shaped cake. But I only want to refer to cakes as cocks because what a weird way to pronounce
yeah, it's
that
great.
Word.
I love it.
Also, Sarah Jessica Parker is wearing eyeliner in this episode. Mm-hmm. And you know what, Bridget?
Mm-hmm.
I'm here for it.
Yeah, me too. I noticed that also, but I think it's, I like it.
I like it too. Okay, so I actually really was interested in this conversation mm-hmm. between Miranda and Carrie.
Yeah.
So Miranda's basically like, okay, so I was talking to this guy and I wanted to have sex with him. And then this woman in a tight dress walks by and he walked away and had sex with her. But like, why not have sex with me?
She's like, well, she's talking partially about how in LA she feels like people are much more obvious about sex.
Yeah.
And how in New York it's all coy and flirting and being smart and hoping they get the picture. And she's like, I wish I could be like that. I wish I could just, you know, like just.
She's like, look at this woman who's wearing like a gold halter, backless, tight, short dress. She's like, I bet men know she wants to have sex. And Carrie's like, well, she works in porn. She's a hooker.
Yeah. And Carrie also was like, so that woman got her, you know, got the guy, but for how long? And Miranda's like, I don't care. I'm on vacation. I just wanted to get laid.
And the woman's like, oh, are you talking? Do I know you? And she's like, oh, do you work in the porn industry? She's like, oh, no, I'm a lawyer for Disney. And Miranda's like, you fucking see? I just wanted to talk about this because that actually really struck a chord with me.
Yeah.
Because I feel like.
Well, the woman also handles it beautifully. She hears Carrie call her a stripper, turns around and genuinely smiles at them and is like, hi, do I know you? Like, she's not even trying to be super bitchy at them.
No.
She's genuinely like, you know, we're at a sex party and it's LA and whatever. But it kind of shows Carrie a little bit.
Yeah, it's like don't judge a book by its cover.
Yeah.
Also, like, you're friends with Samantha. Like,
yeah. Deep breaths. Samantha goes to see Garth.
Wait. No, I want to talk more about that. Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
No, I just,
oh, yeah. We just didn't have the conversation.
Yeah.
I got you. What do you think?
I feel like I really, like, that Miranda's, like, opinions on it, like, I really understand because, like, I feel like that's something I've struggled with is, like,
how do I be clear about what I want?
How do I be clear about what I want? Do I have to hide, like, these aspects of me because it's not as desired?
So that someone doesn't think I'm a stripper or whatever? No, not actually. But
it's, like, is like, being smart and being a quote, lawyer in my case. But, like, mm-hmm. like those Miranda qualities, like, do I have to hide them because they're not as necessarily, like, initially desirable?
Or just, like, get your boobs out instead.
Because, yeah. like, you know, your girl's got tits and ass. So, like,
yeah.
what does that mean?
Well, and it's interesting because it's not like, you know, showing off a little bit it takes away from the fact that you have those Miranda qualities. And she's kind of at this interesting point where I think she's like, when the intent is just to sleep with someone, she's wishing she could be more straightforward about it or have her body speak for her. Or
I think
have,
that sometimes.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah. Yeah. So Garth West is, the I dildo. Like, I love that they named him Garth because it's literally almost girth. This, and I just think it's so funny.
This penis does not seem like it's real.
No, I mean, no, definitely not. It's like literally like 10 inches long, which first of all, ow. Second of all, ow. But Samantha's very pleased by it and she thinks it's very beautiful. It's also funny because the boxes, if you put three of them in a row behind him, it has his full body on it. But then if you take only one of them, like what, some of them just have like the corner of his arm printed on it. I'm like, who designed these boxes?
Maybe it's like it goes all the way around.
Oh, maybe. That's a good call.
Carrie. So Samantha has sex with Garth. And this is so funny. Miranda's like snoring next to her and she's like, I can't find peace anywhere.
Carrie cannot sleep.
She didn't sleep.
Your headboard knocked you unconscious.
Yeah, because Samantha's like, oh, there's something about this LA air. I'm just sleeping so well. And Carrie's like, you fucking bitch.
And she's like, I have to go back and see Matthew McConaughey and we're going to brainstorm what's wrong with Carrie and why she fucks up all of her relationships. She's clearly over this already.
And they're like, no, you don't have to do it.
And then she hands out Garth's girth. She's like, I got you presents.
She's like, oh, a dildo before 10 a.m. How thoughtful.
They're autographed, Samantha says.
See?
Yeah, it wraps around you, right? That's very smart.
I designed it.
Yes, including the actual dildo.
Nobody needs as much. Oh, and so Miranda's like, do you know the average? Miranda
starts pulling it out slowly and it just keeps coming. And she's like, nobody needs as much.
She's like, do you know the average woman's vagina is only 5 inches deep? And Carrie's like, what the fuck, you guys? I didn't know that. That's fascinating.
I did.
I didn't.
But they're very elastic organs, you know? Mm. I don't know if it's technically an organ. I guess not.
I think it's a muscle.
Yeah. Carrie's like, I want to leave mine with you. And Miranda's like, I think I'm going to hold on to
mine. I'm doing Kegels right now, just thinking about my vagina. I'm proud of you. Sorry, Dad. Oh, he's going to be so happy.
You were back.
He cleaned my bathroom. Thanks, Dad.
There's a really weirdly erotic series of
Charlotte licking stamps.
And because she's sending out thank yous, and she feels like every time she licks a stamp, she's mocking her marriage because she's not licking Trey's dick.
Carrie is wearing this amazing romper, and so Charlotte calls her and is like, I don't understand. What if he's impotent? And Carrie's like, oh, I have an idea. No, it's so stupid. And basically she's like, put a circular piece of paper on his dick while he's sleeping, and if you wake up and the paper has been ripped, then you know that he's not impotent because he got an erection in his sleep.
It's the stupidest idea I've ever heard for a lot of reasons.
But you know what? Charlotte does it. And I'm like, how the fuck does Trey not wake up to someone touching his dick?
Well, maybe he really doesn't feel it, I guess.
Trey sucks.
All of it's so weird.
Trey Bien, I beg to differ.
Also, like, really good. Also, like, if I woke up and my dick wife was
covered in stamps,
I would put, a ring of stamps around my, also stamps. Paper, I guess the point is you want to see if it tears.
Another j'accuse I have is that the next pun, there's a lot of really, really impressive wordplay in this episode. Mm-hmm. And so Samantha's like, she took Mr. Dildo after some dim sum. And I said to myself, you know what sounds horrible? Dim sum followed by sex.
Yeah, that's like one of those food I wouldn't eat before. Partially because when I eat dim sum, I just like gorge myself.
Yeah, and then your stomach hurts and you're gassy.
Yeah. That's not sexy time.
And so Garth, who has a weird blonde mustache, mm-hmm. Is like, I'm a poet. You want to hear my... He's like, I want you to know more about me.
How is she even gonna... This is so silly.
She licks the stamp, makes a circle, and he doesn't wake up.
So what's the... Like, what does she
also, think she's gonna win from this? Also, he's only four stamps wide. Trey.
Well, I mean, you know a flaccid dick is not huge. Even a big dick probably doesn't take that much around it.
You're right.
Right.
I mean, I've seen a lot of dicks in my day.
I know you have. I know you have. Brooke the dick expert, as I've always called you.
Get it trending.
Get your dick stats here. Get them while they're hot.
Dick stats, dick stats, get your dick stats.
Did you know the vagina's only 5 inches deep? Did you know?
That was my booth at the high school carnival.
That's right.
Dick stats.
Facts. Dick stats, that's right.
Most people have a kissing booth and I examine your penis for dollars.
Ah, yes, this one looks very average. Well done.
You have a freckle on the right vein.
Congratulations.
One in every 10 men. On the right vein. One in every 10 men
has the old freckle on the right vein. A classic mark of a good lay. Maybe that's what it is. Dick fortune telling. You're like, I can tell by the thickness of the veins here that you're going to have a dry spell for a year. And then you're going to have all the sex you could ever want. But it will only be anal. That's it. You got to tell dick futures.
I like rub the
top. Rub the head. Oh, we got a little discharge. What does that mean?
Your smegma's telling me.
Yes, but a little sniff has told me that you need to fucking shower and you don't deserve your girlfriend. That's it.
Until you shower twice a day,
you will not get laid. Now, I would give you a potion, but I'm going to tell you instead of making yourself a potion, you just get in the fucking shower and shower twice a day.
Until you trim
around the base, you'll have an egg on your face.
I was going to say, a thing you will not see is a face.
There you go. Because
you won't get blowjobs. Right. You need to trim your everybody.
Man. And we all know no faces are exposed unless there are blowjobs happening. That's when I remove my face hood and put my mouth on.
My alien suit comes out.
Yeah, I unzip my body and suck a dick, baby.
I really leave my body. My soul sucks
I'm
dicks.
Like, ooh, I'm going to go slip into something a little sexier. And then I drop my human skin on the bathroom floor and like slither out to suck his dick. Hey.
Look at the fridge. It is Bridget is just slithering. Yeah, she's acting. She just is
slithering
or down the chair, which means like, fellas,
it's a nice vagina you got there. Can I slither in? Anyway,
you have to open the Griffin door.
You gotta get through the Chamber of Secrets first. You gotta open my Chamber of Secrets.
Enemies
first.
Of the air, beware. Am
that's
I right?
Right? That's right.
Okay. That was fun.
Anyway, we missed Carrie sitting by the pool smoking. Someone comes out to tell her she shouldn't be smoking.
A really hot guy. No, he asks.
Oh, that's right.
To bum a cigarette. Oh, wait. I wrote something funny because she's talking about how she can't escape the ghost of relationships past, and I giggled because Matthew McConaughey is in a movie called The Ghost of Girlfriends Past.
I also love that because you just basically called him Matthew McConaughey. I think your Israeli snuck back into your brain. It wasn't fully, but it was almost. When you listen back, you're going to love that.
And then Charlotte, the stamp trick works, and so he's not impotent. But then Charlotte's like, she's so elated about it, but then realizes that maybe it's an emotional thing, and she's...
That's what I mean. It's like such a silly...
It's dumb.
If you wanted to know if he can get hard, you could say...
Do you get hard?
Yeah. But he's not having a conversation with her, clearly.
You would hope that if you're married to someone, you can talk to them about their flaccid penis.
I hope a lot of things for Charlotte.
I don't know.
She would be disappointed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So,
Miranda. I love it because she looks so awkward on the bowl. But Miranda's like,
so they're in
still
a bar.
Fixated on this, like just being open. And she points to a woman who's riding a mechanical bull and was like, that woman knows what she wants. That woman's screaming sex.
And Samantha's like, you know what, fucking Miranda, just do it.
Do it. Stop complaining about it and do it. And Miranda gets up and rides the mechanical bull.
And then
she unbuttons her shirts and her bra is out. And she still screaming. Looks super awkward. But everyone in the bar is like, very into it.
It's so funny. And Carrie's like, wow, I guess she really did need a vacation. She also has glittery lips tattooed on her shoulder.
Yeah, I don't really know.
So Carrie's driving to go meet with Matthew McConaughey. Matthew McConaughey. And she's like, I could drive in and have someone tell me the mistakes I've made in my past. Or I could drive on and figure them out myself.
And that's exactly what I did.
If she could learn how to drive stick shift, then she could learn how to be in a relationship again. And I was like, that's quite a leap to make.
Those are not the same thing. But also, it's not like you don't know how to be in a relationship.
No, that's
you
what
just
she
made
says.
Some real
if
bad.
I could master a stick shift, could a successful relationship be so far behind? And you're just like, what? What? That's like saying.
We all know in the classic order of life, you master the stick shift and then you can date someone.
Like, if I could make a chicken soup, could I
then,
find
then
love again?
Then I get
again?
My PhD. Oh, man.
If I could cross the street with the lights. Does that mean I could become a pilot?
Yes. yes, because it means you can see the color of the lights and therefore aren't colorblind.
Oh my God, the next episode is in LA too.
Oh, I think I have seen a bunch of stills from this one. Dan Clay, our favorite Carrie Dragshaw, has done a series recreating her LA outfit. So I knew this was coming up at some point.
All right. That's the episode.
That's it. Who'd you resonate with?
I resonated with Miranda feeling like she needs to be showier in order to feel like that what she has to offer isn't sexy. And I resonated with, Matthew McConaughey. Mm-hmm. No, I don't know. I think I resonated with Charlotte because she wasn't really in it. No, I'm just kidding. She wasn't in it and her plot was stupid. This is a dumb diatribe. I resonated with Miranda, like I said. Mm-hmm. And then I probably resonated like with Carrie a little bit. Mm-hmm. But not really.
Yeah, not in this particular one.
What about you?
It's interesting to see her. This one has absolutely nothing to do with Carrie and a romantic interest. Even Matthew McConaughey doesn't really.
No, it's about Big.
Right. But she's not actively seeing someone.
No.
You know, which is interesting. It's been a long time. I probably is the same. Out of everyone, probably resonated with Miranda most, but I don't know. This wasn't like a super personal one for me.
No, me either.
Partially, like we said, it's a bit of a weird episode and kind of a one-off. But
yeah.
Clearly not, I guess, if there's another LA episode after, but.
Yeah.
That's that. We're back. We're back in the flow, babies.
Was there ploppability?
Oh.
I feel like all of this could happen in 2018.
Yeah, largely. I think the smoking thing would be a different issue.
It would be like something. It would be like a vape pen.
Right. Well, she just
wouldn't. Or like it would be weed.
It wouldn't be such a big deal that she didn't smoke in LA because she wouldn't be smoking here, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, largely poppable though. Miranda's is. Charlotte's is, I guess. Samantha, I guess they're still dildo models, so.
Yeah, I guess there are dildo models in this world.
There are. Yeah.
How delta ups, delta downs? Should we like dive in?
Delta up. I got my nose pierced, which as I said, I'm very happy about. Also, I saw Black Panther this weekend and it was great.
I think I'm going to go tomorrow.
Yeah, you should if you can. I have full confession.
Tell me.
Not seen any of the movies, basically, with the exception of Lady Bird from this season's anything. Mm-hmm. I, because of the amount of time I spend on the internet, feel like I know a lot about all of them. But I saw Black Panther and loved it and immediately wanted to see it again. I've been thinking about it a lot since. Also, my third delta up is that not only when I am supposed to leave work, which is at 5:30, but when I usually leave work, which is at least 6 tonight, there was still some light in the sky. So we're back on it.
It's starting to happen.
I know. Very happy about that. Delta downs. Just the usual downs, you know, kind of in a general rut and dealing with some stuff, but nothing too bad. How about you?
My delta up is that I had a life-changing journey through another part of the world. And
it's a pretty big delta up.
I had a really good delta up. And another delta up is that I'm happy to be home.
Yeah.
I was ready to come home.
Yeah. That's a good feeling, too.
But, like, my delta down is that my trip is over.
Mm-hmm.
And that...
Saying bye to people you spend a lot of time with.
Yeah, there are a lot of people that I'm just like don't know when I'm going to see again. Mm-hmm. And I met some really wonderful people that I like a lot. And I missed all of them. I like met myself in Israel. Like I found
that's so crazy.
Israeli me.
I love that.
I love Israel.
You're now Israeli you.
I got my Hebrew name.
Oh yeah.
Yuval or UV for short. Hashtag Moosh Life is my delta up. And that's that. Ma'am, social media ma'am, how could I, a lone wanderer, find you on social media?
Well, lone wanderer, you're going to want to find a computer. I recommend a library if you don't have one.
What's a library?
Great question. An establishment that is highly undervalued and amazing. I am on Twitter at Mrs. Burt Macklin, and I am on Instagram at BridgetM37. Where can I find all of your beautiful photos from your trip?
You can find me on Twitter. I'm back.
Yeah.
I didn't have data, so I wasn't tweeting, but I'm mm-hmm. tweeting again mm-hmm. at Brooke_Wiseman. And you can find me on Instagram doing ridiculous stories at Brooke_Wiseman, _. And if you put an _, Bridget, what will happen?
You're just going to die right away, so just don't do it.
I will kill you immediately. I will wait until you're in your most precious sleep and you're dreaming about the thing you love the most, and then I'll tap you on the shoulder and then you'll open your eyes and you'll look over and you'll be like, oh my God, are you in my dream?
And
I'll be like,
and then
no.
You're going to say in Israeli,
Ani Arogotcha, which means I'll kill you one day. And then I'll be like, and today is that day.
And then it'll be over.
And then it'll be done. To collectively, we are at Splat Podcast on Instagram and Twitter, and at gmail.com. I'm sorry we haven't been posting on Splat.
That was partially my fault. I was the one who had internet access and I made 2 posts, so.
That's okay. I'm excited. The one you did do was really, really good.
Both of them. Because one was the camels and one was the captain's lock.
You know, but I'm back. And I'm
and now we're back.
The memes are coming.
Yeah. Thank you for holding out with us while we've been gone.
Yeah. I hope you missed us. We missed you.
Honestly. Very much so.
What else?
I think that's it.
Is that it?
Is that it? Housekeeping?
Housekeeping. I can confirm that the best hummus is in Israel. Sorry.
There you go. I was going
to
say.
To my brother. I have a recipe that apparently is great. So the best hummus in New York might be in this very apartment.
Kitchen. Hell yeah.
I made soup today. That was a delta up.
Well done.
And I'm marinating chicken. I've been more productive in the 24 hours that I've been back.
I saw that tweet.
Than I have in all. I did all of the laundry. I fully unpacked from like before I went to sleep last night.
That's such a good feeling though.
It was such a good feeling.
Love it. Love you guys. Love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.